Someone battered in the lid and spilled the insides out across the floor. The sort of bouncy, bumpy ball made up of guns and flags and all the tears and horror and the death that goes with war. It bounced right out and went bashing all about and bumping into everything in store. And what was sad and most unfair is that it didn't really seem to care much who it bumped, or why, or what, or for. It bumped the children, mainly. And I'll tell you this quite plainly. It bumps them every day and more, and leaves them dead and burned and dying, thousands of them sick and crying. It's really very sore. Now there's a way to stop the ball. It isn't difficult at all. All it takes is wisdom. I'm absolutely sure that we could get it back into the box and bind the chains and lock the locks. No one seems to want to save the children anymore. Well, that's the way it all appears. Because it's been bouncing round for years and years, in spite of all the wisdom whiz since those wondrous days of yore, and the time they came across the box, bound up with chains and locked with locks, and labeled, "Kindly do not touch. It's war."
For our world, the circle turns again. Throughout the years, seen the seasons change. It's meant a lot to me to start anew. Oh, the winter's cold, but I'm so warm with you.
Yes, it's funny.